The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Hey there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It's the 24th of July, 2018. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way in about 5 minutes. It's going to be a little bit less today. Sorry, the news is just, yeah, it's thin. Starting off in the UK today, get ready to be fiber-fied, at least by 2033. Yes, UK officials have officially pledged to meet a new goal to raise the broadband speeds. And they're going to do this in the next 12 years. By the year 2033, they promised to bring fiber broadband to every single home in the UK. They also went on to say by 2025, there will be about 15 million households with fiber technology internet. No more of this copper crap. Of course, they're hoping with these goals, and of course, if they're achieved, it will bring the UK up to speed compared to other neighboring European countries. And of course, this comes off the heels of being in the 35th place in speeds from around the world, trailing actually behind the US. It seems these days when we get a new phone, it's all about the camera. What can the camera do now? How many megapixels is that camera? Well, if you're looking for megapixel overload, no, I'm not talking like 10 or 12 or 23. No. I'm talking 48 here. Then Sony might be your go-to brand. Yep, Sony is going ahead with a 48 megapixel IMX586 sensor that apparently will appear in smartphones in 2019. Now, of course, Sony's out there saying, it's the biggest and highest spec smartphone sensor to date. You might remember Nokia actually held that title. They had a 41 megapixel camera that was found in the 808 Pure View. So, what are you going to get with 48 megapixels? We'll start off with an 8,000 by 6,000 resolution, meaning this new chip will deliver more than twice the pixel count of a current smartphone camera. And it ain't going to be just about taking pictures, nope. Get ready for 30 frames per second with 4K video up to 90 frames per second. 1080p, they're looking at 240 frames per second. And if you really want to go down to 720, 480 frames per second. Now, this all sounds fine and dandy, doesn't it? But you're going to have to make sure your phone has a hell of a lot of space for this. Yeah, because shooting in 4K, we all know how fast that storage goes. And finally, yes, you know when we go down like this, we are going to talk about the Russians. We are going to talk about the Russians in space, but not Russian people, no. Russian robots. Yep, seems like the Russians got a couple of androids on their hand. They're ready to spin them on off into space. Pretty soon, too. They're actually talking about this in 2019. Now, this is all part of FIDOR. It's actually an abbreviation for Final Experimental Demonstration Object Research. This goes all the way back to a 2014 program that was aimed to create a robot capable of replacing humans during high-risk scenarios. You know, like space. Now, apparently these androids will be able to do everything you and I can do, and they won't even require the oxygen pack on their back. According to also what we're hearing, they're going to have the ability, say, to dive and do push-ups, lifting weights. Oh, and they can shoot, too. And I didn't remember the last time we've done a lot of shooting in space. But Russia was saying, no, do not worry. We are not creating a Terminator. We already have one of those. It's named Putin, and nobody can replace Putin. If you happen to have a story and no one else is listening, send it to us, britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, yep, that is our website. You can hop on over there and check out everything that is BTN. That's our podcast, our blog, reviews. It's all over there. Go check it out for yourself right now. Also, hop on over to our Facebook page and Instagram, too, British Tech Network. On Twitter, of course, at British Tech. I'm on Twitter, of course, at Kyle Swagger. And, of course, don't forget about our BTN community at our British Tech Slack room. We'd love for you to be a part of it, so come on over and join us. BritishTech.slack.com. That is the place to head to right now. The News Show will be back at you on Thursday. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next couple of days. But until then, hope you're having yourself a wonderful Tuesday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.